Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox was in Park City on Tuesday, just hours after the arrests of former Attorneys General John Swallow and Mark Shurtleff on felony charges of corruption. In fact, Cox was 45 minutes late to the Multicultural Commission's first satellite meeting at the Christian Center. He co-chairs the commission. He apologized for his lateness, saying there was another press conference that somehow trumped everything else, the one in which full details on the accusations against Swallow and Shurtleff were presented. Cox felt it important to address the issue before those who attended the meeting.
And I know that's not part of the agenda, but in a way it is. And if I could just touch on that briefly, both of our former attorneys general were arrested this morning at about 7:45. The FBI held a press conference that talked about those arrests and everything that kind of goes along with that. So, again, a sad time for our state.
But he says there's a silver lining, and that is that justice was pursued not by the Federal Department of Justice, who abandoned the investigation, but by the state of Utah.
Again, people are innocent until proven guilty, but we have to restore the public trust. That is so important. It's the foundation of our society. And if we can't have faith in our government, in our elected officials, we may disagree with our elected officials. That's something very different. The thinking that there's corruption or something that we can't believe in. So I'm proud that we decided we're not going to have the federal government solve this because they said they couldn't find anything. But we decided as Utahns that we were going, that this mattered, that we care about this, and that this is important to us. And we're continuing down that pathway until there's a final resolution.
He tied it into the topic of discussion at the meeting, which focused on Utah's minority groups. Cox said restoring the public's trust gives people faith in the system.
There are people amongst us, and specifically in our minority communities, who don't have faith in the systems, don't have faith in the process. That concerns me gravely. It's something I think we should all be worried about. For many people, first-generation Americans looking at this saying, whoa, wait a minute, you know, this is what happens. I lived in Mexico for 2 years. This is very common. This is what happens in these countries. This isn't supposed to happen in the United States. Do I have faith in the system?
The Republican Lieutenant Governor Cox made headlines, according to an October 2013 article in the Salt Lake Tribune, when he became the first Utah lawmaker to call for the impeachment of then-Attorney General John Swallow. Cox said that impeachment was a tool to get to the bottom of a scandal. Meanwhile, Glenn Wright, chair of the Summit County Democratic Party, was also at Tuesday's meeting in Park City. He said the story on Swallow was well known even when he was running for the attorney general's office and being endorsed by the Republican Party. Wright chalks it up to having a one-party system in Utah.
So they knew what was going on. The investigation was well in progress. They are whispering in the ear constantly to the media, pick up on this story, pick up on this story, and nobody did anything. It didn't come out until a month after the election was over. But you know, the bottom line is we need more political diversity in the state. You don't get as many of these things happening if you have another watchdog in government.
That's Glenn Wright, Summit County Democratic Party chair. Both Shurtleff and Swallow were arrested at their homes Tuesday morning and were released from jail before noon. Both say they look forward to their day in court, facing their accusers and telling their story. Both maintain their innocence. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.